town. Where are we going?
I don't know, but I don't like the looks of that tunnel up there. Hey, Wonk, I want off!
Round the world and home again. That's the sailor's way.
I don't mind this ride, Daddy.
Wonk, do me a favor. Tell those people to stop paddling from there.
We're going too fast.
Faster! Hang on, darling. Close your eyes and hang on tight.
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka.
You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka.
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would make.
Wonka.
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I'm going to get off the boat, Wonka.
Sick.
I can take a joke, but this has gone too far.
Tell our little guy to turn us around, Wonka!
Now I am gonna be sick. Gonna
be sick.
Couldn't be. There's no earthly way of knowing.
He's singing.
Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
No, no, no!
What up, vigilantes? I'm out here enjoying my on-chain summer. I honestly feel like a prophet. I've been talking about an on-chain economy for years now. It feels like I've been talking about it since I got into Bitcoin. That's how I understand crypto to be much more than just an investment vehicle, much more than an instrument to speculate with, much more than even just P2P currency. And so it boggles my mind that right now, an entity like Coinbase is joining what guys like me have been saying for over a decade. You want to know a little secret? I remember Brian Armstrong in the old days of Bitcoin having opinions like mine. But I honestly think that what happened to him alongside with many people that took VC money is that their hands were then tied by having to, you know, act in good faith towards their shareholders. So they really couldn't, they ceased to be free as entrepreneurs because they have to pivot. They couldn't focus on developing an on-chain economy. So they had to go for the crypto casino world of having centralized exchanges where they benefited for a good decade on having as many cryptocurrencies as possible. And here comes Ethereum, which allows you to create cryptocurrencies at a whim with airdrops and whatever. And ICOs. So these guys love that because that was their bread and butter for many years. And at the same time, you have to understand that cryptocurrency is nothing more than a medium of exchanging information, bits, data across the internet. But the emphasis has always been across the internet through a centralized exchange. And what you have to understand is that someone like me, guys like me, have been talking about cryptocurrency being much more than just money. We've been talking about cryptocurrency being everything on the internet. So for me, I see no difference between Binance and Twitter. Like, to me, there's no difference. It's just the sharing of information. For me, Twitter is a centralized exchange of information. That's all it is. What if I told you that everything that you see on Twitter can be done on chain, and even better than Twitter, where you own your data? And guess what? That's exactly what Elon wants. That is his dream. His dream is to revive that, which what he started when he was CEO of X.com back in the day, or CEO of PayPal, right? Like, that's what he wanted. That's his dream. But you have to understand that Elon, like Zuckerberg, like Brian Armstrong, are stuck to their shareholders, and they're stuck to a Web 2 paradigm where they have to be centralized. And what they fear most are decentralized answers to what it is that they're offering the world. I want to even break this down even further, guys. I know you guys have all heard of ChatGPT-3. What the fuck is Sam Altman doing getting into the world of crypto with this WorldCoin idea where they want to track you by, you know, scanning your eyes or whatever bullshit, right? What's really happening is that, yes, they want to collect more data, more biometrical data to track, trace people and all that good stuff, because that's all they really do. These centralized entities, all they really do is collect data on you. But what really is going on here is that they know that they have to divert your attention from real crypto. They have to do that. That is their only card right now, is by giving you something to confuse you as to think that you're getting involved in real crypto. And so they're using their venture capital money, their big tech influence to try to psyop you right now. You're actually going through a psyop right now, and they're not really giving you quality crypto stuff. They're really giving you shit coins. Twitter will never ever be better than Bitcoin. Ethereum will never ever be able to offer you what a proof of work on-chain economy is capable of offering you. But I digress. That's another, we can talk about that later. What's really happening, guys, is that they're seeing the writing on the wall that crypto is being used for the first time. I know this sounds ridiculous. You're probably watching this, you know, like, what the fuck is this guy talking about, crypto being used for the first time? A lot of people stop short in crypto, in the crypto world, and they focus on the first aspect of cryptocurrency, which is the monetary aspect of cryptocurrency. But what they miss is that crypto is a lot more than that. Crypto is the exchanging of all data, big data, all type of data on the internet in a way that is decentralized P2P, where you own your data, where you're completely free. And that is possible. So now that you have something like Coinbase coming up and saying, well, we're doing an on-chain summer, and it's gonna be, we're jumping into the on-chain game. This is what Coinbase is trying to tell you. But we chose Ethereum layer 2 to do that with the base protocol or whatever. You know what that really means, guys? It means that they're buying time. They know what's inevitably ahead of them. And it's the fact that any of the many genius hackers and entrepreneurs on the planet who are working nonstop to create and to solve the Bitcoin puzzle. All right, this is what we're gonna talk about today, guys, the puzzle. There is a competition happening worldwide right now, which is to figure out how to unlock hyper-Bitcoinization. And I'm calling all of you to join in this. It's almost like, I feel like Willy Wonka teaching and trying to tell you guys, hey, there's a golden ticket out there, right? And you guys have to figure it out, right? And you guys, whatever, fucking win. There will be a team of entrepreneurs that will change the face of everything. This team of entrepreneurs will figure out in one swoop how to completely put out of business Binance, Coinbase, OKX, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They're gonna put them all out of business. And it's possible. This is going to be solved. Sooner or later, someone's going to hack this. Someone's going to solve this puzzle. And there's the smartest people on the planet are after this puzzle. This is exactly what Zuckerberg has been up to, after Elon has been up to. All of these guys that have centralized companies of big tech, big data, Binance, that OKX, I meant named them as well, Coinbase now, they're all after this gold. But know that all exchanges and social media platforms lack and will continue to lack because they're centralized in design. So they're gonna suck. They're not gonna be able to do this. Like, they're already dead. There are three economies, guys. I told you guys about the three economies happening right now in the world. There's the normal economy. Look at the meme right here. I'll show you. The normal economy. The crypto economy, right? Where the center of interaction are on-chain exchanges. Pardon me, not on-chain, pardon me. Just exchanges like Binance, Kraken, Coinbase. And then there is the on-chain economy where you're actually using the blockchain. So we've seen many people since the dawn of Bitcoin try to do this, but everybody did it in a very half-assed way because we had everybody gathered around one network, which was Bitcoin itself, and people were told you can't do that here in Bitcoin, blah, 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 Bitcoin civil war. And you had a lot of people that said, well, you know what, I'm gonna create my own blockchain. A very popular example of this would be ZZ with Binance, and they created the Binance Smart Chain. Well, the Binance Smart Chain is lacking. It's just living off the network effect of Binance itself. He got away with it because it is Binance. It has been the biggest exchange in the world, biggest centralized exchange in the world. But it still lacks all the components necessary for it to provide as a platform to build everything on. So the reality here is this is a real race for Web3. Everybody knows that this Web3 thing can only happen on-chain. It has to be an on-chain economy that drives this, and it's an on-chain economy that has to be decentralized. We all know that. It has to be on-chain. Has the developments and the heart of this has to be open source. And the mechanics of it all and how everybody interacts with each other has to be interoperable. You have to have that. Meta will never be able to accomplish this because they're a centralized company, so they're out of the ball. They're out of the game. Elon won't be able to accomplish this. They're out of the game. The only thing that they can do is psyop you and keep you away from acknowledging where the end game is. Ethereum has always been a dead end. Ethereum has always been, in crypto history, that which they give people in the crypto world as a nice shiny object that literally leads them to nowhere. Why is that? Because the Ethereum design, even though there's a lot of collaboration amongst developers and they have good software development kits, the network topology of Ethereum forces Ethereum companies to build in siloed spaces that are not interactive and that they're not interoperable with the rest. What does that mean? Well, it means that they have to create bridges. It means that they have to peg to other blockchains. It means that they have to peg to other layers. The Ethereum ecosystem does not function. It cannot grow within one blockchain. That is the holy grail. Some of you guys that know me know that I already have an opinion on what I think the holy grail is in crypto. And it's the unspoken network that you can't talk about. It's the most persecuted network. which is, in all honesty, Bitcoin's original design. So Bitcoin's original design was completely ostracized, put aside, something you can't talk about, something that will get you deplatformed just for mentioning. But a phenomenon happened. Ordinals on BTC, on the biggest proof of work network on the planet, entrepreneurs were able to start arbitraging data, where we automatically, within a week of it launching, when Casey Rodemore gave us the Ordinals protocol, that we already had partially signed Bitcoin transaction exchanges on chain. And a lot of competitive entrepreneur entities like competing for that space, creating markets. Then all of a sudden, you know, Apple announced the Apple Vision Pro. And now you had a chance of, hey, do I invest in a $3 trillion company valuation? Or do I jump in at a $1 million, $800,000 valuation of company and homestead through proof of work a block of Bitcoin time for the future of the metaverse? And guess what? The smartest people on the planet got behind that. And Bitmap is a reality that is happening right now. There are tons of groups right now working on different applications, protocols to connect to create a metaverse that we want, something that where we own the data, We're not going to partake in the metaverse that they want to impose on us, these centralized entities. We're going to create, we are creating our own, and it's one that comes from us. It's grassroots. It's beautiful. So that's really what's happening here, guys. Now, this is happening so fast that it's really, it's hard to keep up with everything that is happening in real time. So for the most part, you'd probably be better off being well positioned with the crypto vigilante portfolio and just walking away for a couple years. Like, honestly, because we've already picked out for, we already provide research where we identified the best cryptocurrencies and protocols where these are all possible finish lines of the future. What do I mean by finish line? I mean that right now, you can know the future, but you can time it wrong, and the vast majority of the masses, of the sheeple, are going to be led astray to protocols and networks that are dead ends in order to buy megalomaniacs time for them to figure out how to retain power. So what you have to do is make a choice. Either I'm going to see this novella out to its end, and I'm going to be involved either as an entrepreneur, speculator, because there's going to be, like right now, guys, like there are a lot of opportunities happening in crypto right now, but they're happening every day. They're happening faster. And the reason why it's happening faster is because we are all converging. This convergence is what we call hyper-Bitcoinization. It started with ordinals, where everybody, the brightest minds from all of crypto, went to the BTC protocol, to the BTC network in the ordinals protocol. And we started creating an on-chain economy, a native Bitcoin economy. And by doing that, we have been able to, harness one another's resources in one network. Unlike Ethereum, where Ethereum, it's impossible to do that unless you have a bridge. It's all happening on one blockchain, the best network topological graph in world history. And in mathematics, that's mathematically possible. The Bitcoin proof of work blockchain itself. And it's happening, guys. So a SHA-256 future is the goal and is the future, and is how it shapes up. We don't know, but we have an idea of what will happen. And that idea revolves around us becoming aware. Now, does that mean you fade Ethereum and you're like, no, dude, Ethereum sucks? No, dude, there's a lot of great people in Ethereum, a lot of great projects in Ethereum that are inching their way in recognizing the value of an on-chain economy. But how can you say you're for an on-chain economy like Coinbase and automatically say, well, but it's going to be a layer two? Dude, you just literally undermined the premise of your buzzword marketing. Because if you're creating an on-chain summer, an on-chain future, it should be about around one network, one chain. And if you're not doing that, you're letting me know that you're not capable of doing that. And you know better, Mr. Brian Armstrong. So kind of shame on you, dude, because you're letting a lot of people astray and you're making them think that you're creating this on-chain summer. No, bro, you're creating a multi-chain world that echoes the same bucket shops, casino, altcoin, shitcoin world that you've been living off from. You're just trying to recreate what you've already been doing. So let's be honest here, dude. If you really want to create an on-chain summer, then you should be focusing on ordinals, because ordinals was where the convergence happened. The brightest minds of all of crypto came to Bitcoin, to BTC, through ordinals for the first time in history. Ordinals as a grassroots movement was able to accomplish with $0 investment, nothing but our bootstraps, was able to accomplish in 2 months more BTC adoption than the Lightning Network with big tech and Silicon Valley backing them has been able to accomplish for over 7-8 years. And their product is still shit. And you know that. Why? Because they're trying to recreate. And they're always going to fail in trying to recreate what Satoshi gave us. The UTXO design, which scales horizontally in parallel and allows us to have a proof of work network that protects our data, all of our data, even big data with proof of work. That is the future. Unfortunately, because of all of this psyops and all of this confusion that happens from companies like Coinbase, people, I could be wrong. People can wake up to everything I'm talking about right now and start developing on a proof of work blockchain, right? Like they should, but I'm not expecting them to. I know that the masses are easily deceived, but we don't need that many people. The truth is that all we need is, it's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen, but there will be a team that will figure this puzzle out. And what is this puzzle, guys? This puzzle is the ability to have an on-chain, open source, and interoperable ecosystem that is a window into the blockchain. So you have to have a window into the blockchain to interact in the blockchain, where a block explorer is much more than a place that, you know, shows you the transaction history. But rather, the block explorer becomes the marketplace. It is an on-chain marketplace with active bidding. And it's gonna happen. And you can't stop that. And when that happens, you guys at Binance, Kraken, Coinbase, Twitter, Facebook, you guys think that your network effects are going to be enough, that your liquidity is going to be enough, that your centralized puppet masters of Silicon Valley and big tech are going to be enough to keep you from being rugged from the true on-chain economy that is grassroots, created by us, the people. And you're not in it, you guys won't be enough. That's the truth. I'm letting you know that's your truth. And so you have to acquiesce to what we're doing now, what entrepreneurs throughout the world are doing now, because it's inevitable. The on-chain world is one where we all leverage off one another's success. It's open source, interoperable, and right now, people within ordinals are not necessarily they haven't been necessarily accomplishing big feats that are 0-to-1 holistic products, because they can't. But in spite of them not being able to, they've been able to find marginal utility. And within that little margin of arbitrage, you find a convergence of the brightest minds come together in creating one more brick, in laying one more brick towards this future. You can't stop this. And it's awesome to know that this competition is happening in real time, that people are looking at what I'm telling you guys right now as an opportunity for them to make history, for them to put the right constitutive makeup together, all of the factors together, because this technology is here. Just put them all together in the right place and bam. You, like I said, everything that centralized entities have will not be enough. Why? Because the Bitcoin BTC blockchain itself is already the biggest digital asset exchange in the world, bigger than Binance, with more Bitcoin held in self-custody than anything else on the planet. I honestly, guys, think that like George Gilder says, innovation moves at the speed of thought. And that's why I put these ideas out there. And I've noticed that when I put these types of ideas out there, people are like, what the fuck is he talking about? A lot of them are just trolls, people that don't even read. But the reality is, guys, is that differential knowledge that people had 2 years ago is not enough anymore. Everybody understands that this world is getting rugged. The fiat system is mathematically dying. It's getting rugged. Well, what does that mean? Right now, as we sit, there is more debt that has ever existed in the history of humanity. Right now, worldwide. Meaning that people will become more and more desperate. And in that desperation, even people at Wall Street will say, holy shit, I'm over leveraged. And these guys, these crypto bros, are making 30,000x return on these coins. I gotta jump in and maybe, you know, play lottery at least, see what happens. And a lot, and that's It is through that trial and error where people are going to be seeking profit that we're going to attain the market driver necessary to move this forward. The market driver is necessary to bring about what is best for all. Because people are realizing more and more, and it's happening faster, especially with since the Ethereum CC conference in Paris. People are realizing that Ethereum as a dead end can only really offer you things that are gonna rug.
2.0, go have some bro, yo.
Hey.
Difficulty, hey. Ice Age, Meltdown, Layer 1, Layer 3, 927, Ternary. Build your own hash functions for maximum security.
This is what happens when you code a lot.
Liveness failure.
Less
than 2/3 online.
Oh, yeah.
Slashed.
E 2.0, yo. E 2.0, yo. E 2.0, yo. E 2.0, yo.
Logo octahedral, we must coordinate. But we ain't no cathedral, no one subordinate. Every team and every project we can get far. Subvergic biologic, we work like a bazaar.
They're gonna rug because you create something in Ethereum and it can only be sustained by the net, by the initial network that it gathered at first. And there's an inevitable market discovery process when something first launches, and then out of a sudden, once the initial network of investors, once it finds correction, people will spook out of that network. And unfortunately, even if that innovation within Ethereum was great, the problem is, guys, is that you're already disconnected from the rest of the Ethereum network. I know for a lot of you thinking like, what do you mean disconnected? Dude, you are. Let me juxtapose that. Let me compare and contrast that to the BTC ordinals space, yeah? In BTC ordinals, you create an ordinal that's an ordinal protocol, whatever, on-chain, open source, interoperable, on-chain. It's on one blockchain protected by proof of work where there is a clear consensus. And whether that project takes off or not, it is leveraging off the, it is happening within one singular network. And so what you end up having is a leveraging of success, properly speaking. That even if something goes, you know, when initially launches, it goes wild and people get excited, there's price discovery, there's a lot of euphoria in the air, and then eventually it corrects because things correct in the market, right? Everything has to breathe in this universe, right? So once it corrects, all of a sudden, there you did not just create a separate network from the big BTC on-chain economy, but you just added something that benefited all of the other projects within the same network. So there is a much stronger force of resistance that you don't find in Ethereum. And so they're just buying time. I gave you the example of Binance for them starting the smart chain. They knew this was probably the future, and they kind of, obviously, honestly, that was like the worst thing you could have done is start your own blockchain. Coinbase, in my opinion, is buying time with their L2, the base protocol. The smartest exchange that is pivoting the right way is OKX. OKX sees the future and they're like, okay, we're gonna become an on-chain exchange that serves as a window into the Bitcoin ordinal native economy. And that's what they're doing. I think that's been the smartest pivot, and the exchange that in my future has the most longevity in all of crypto is OKX. Non-financial advice, I'm just saying, it's logical. So as this is all happening and people are figuring out how to better cooperate with each other online, I really think that speaks to a positivity of a future that could be possible. But at the same time, we know that humanity has suffered through a lot of tyranny. and rightfully so, the crypto community has responded to that by creating privacy protocols and privacy coins. Cryptography as the science through the free and open source software Ethos, where people are able to safeguard one another, come a worst case scenario. The crypto vigilante, we still think, we always affirm that that is, if there is, if we, I see crypto, we all see crypto as a tool shed, right? The crypto space as a tool shed. And you have your hammers, your screwdrivers, whatever. The most important tool in that for your personal life, in my opinion, that you should at least know that exists, is that of privacy coins and privacy protocols. Why? Because worst case scenario, it is that which will protect you and your family the most. So privacy coins are also something that the powers that shouldn't be want to distract you away from. So they want to have you focus on this aspect of crypto, everything that I just told you about. They want your focus there, but the privacy coin aspect of crypto is something that they will rather you not really even pay attention to. It's faded. And it's faded on purpose, because the most important medium of exchange, the most important form of human cooperation and interaction is money itself. It's the money. And privacy coins, privacy protocols really get into that necessity for civilization, because money is a technology that comes from us. That is very important to understand, guys. Money is something that the government, it's not something the government creates or dictates upon people. Money is something that comes from us, the people, and it's a technology where we serve one another. Actually, kings and queens hate money. Money is a technology that we created. So gold and silver are, gold is the standard, it is the gold standard. Gold is money, and it's been the best money throughout history. And anything in the fiat world has value only because of the normalcy bias that in the past, things, you know, the fiat itself, dollars, euros, yens, were pegged to the gold standard. And they were part to the gold standard, and fiat comes from it being pegged to precious metals. And so the dollar and fiat is what things are priced in nowadays. And since everything nowadays has been priced in dollars and fiat, they rug the precious metals away from us. And as you guys well know, we don't have a gold standard anymore. We have a debt-based economy that is in itself going to be rugged by sound money again. So crypto is the comeback of everything. In its right, putting everything back in its right place by means of having market drivers that forces people to choose whether they want to keep being part of the debt-based system or if they want to interact within an equity layer. And everybody in the world is realizing that the equity layer is Bitcoin, is crypto. That the equity layer is Monero, that there are many competing equity layers where you are incentivized to save, where it's not a debt-based system. The fiat world wants you enslaved more and more. It's like a multi-level marketing scheme, right? They just want you to get more in debt, and they want to promote debt, and they will tell you that being in debt is good, and that's what they want to keep going. They want to keep that going because it's a multi-level marketing scheme that just keeps feeding on the Cantillon effect, which is that the people, when they print money, the elite hand over the freshly minted money amongst themselves. And then as it goes down, it's transferred from person to person down the chain. By the time that money that was printed reaches people with fixed income, the purchasing power of that fiat has decreased. So in reality, people are being their fixed income is not really that fixed because prices go up And so a value is distributed up the chain to the elite, where they get to buy, they get to buy everything before Main Street feels the effects of their printing press. So you want to stay away from the fiat economy. But as conniving as these usual subjects are, they also want to control data. Data is the most precious resource nowadays, and it is data which they are trying to, is your data that they're trying to use to make a profit of and on. So an on-chain economy solves that as well. It solves the necessity for having a world that is meritocratic in the area of data sharing and just data exchange. So I invite you guys to join in solving this puzzle. I want to invite you guys to be part of the greatest seismic shift in our lifetime. It really is. It's gonna happen, and everyone will be part of it. The question is, will you be part of it very late? And you're just gonna be scrambling, trying to figure out how to buy crypto for the first time in your life and not knowing even where to get it? Or will you be someone that is prepared? Well, at the Crypto Vigilante and the Dollar Vigilante, we're preparing for just that. So we're about to launch a product that I was very excited about, because to me, like, probably when we started talking about this like a year, 2 years ago and planning it out, to me it was like, back then everything was crypto world, right? Like crypto mindset, where crypto was primarily used as an investment vehicle that runs across centralized exchanges. So it moved at a pace that's much slower than it is now, since this on-chain renaissance started, when people started really using cryptocurrency and really engaging with the on-chain dynamics that Satoshi gave us. So no longer is this product, the VIC, the Vigilante Insiders Club, a luxury, it's a necessity. Because by the time I write about something that has been put into the market, it might have been sold out. By the time I give you guys, I write a report, the thing might have just been sold out or moved into a secondary market. So again, you don't even have to pay attention to this video. You don't even have to be a part of the Crypto Vigilante. We just do research and have a cool research network. But we're opening up our research discussions so you guys can come in and like watch us like from a fishbowl, right? Watch us at, you know, it's not financial advice or anything. It's just you're gonna see us having debates in real time. Jeff Berwick, Ed Bugos, Mr. A, Mr. W, Mr. X, myself, Mr. Z, Mr. P. We're all going to be going back and forth. You guys, we're opening up our internal discussions, pretty much, is what we're doing. So you guys can see us wrestle with these things in real time, because things are moving that fast. So no longer is this something that I consider the VIC. I don't consider it a luxury product for crypto. I honestly consider it like a necessity for anyone that truly wants to keep up with crypto. Because by the time I talk about it on a newsletter, I talk about these events in a newsletter, I'm just giving you like a report about, so, you know, crypto moves so fast. It's like, oh, so this happened last year, you know? Like, no, dude, like bitmaps, a lot of these things, you know, they come out and there's a lot of pressure. Why is there pressure for these things, and why do they move so fast? It's twofold. Number one, because there's a convergence. The brightest minds in all of crypto are coming together around these protocols, trying to figure out what is the best place to build an on-chain economy. So there's a ton of value. Imagine all of the value in crypto brought into one. So it's turbo mode. On top of that, the fiat world is collapsing, and everybody in fiat is just like, fuck, man, I'm out of a job. I don't know what to do. These crypto guys tend to be making good money. And I've seen people make like generational wealth. So yeah, I'll play in this. So now everybody from that world is coming. And it's sad because it's sad to know that there's good people out there making mistakes because there are scammers. So what is, you know, you will learn things from us in real time. Like, dude, I think that's a security. Stay away from that. My opinion, I think I don't touch that shit. That's a security. For example, like, you know, that looks good. It was minted fairly, proof of work. That doesn't seem like a security. Do your own research, talk to your accountant, whatever, talk to your, you know, look within, you know, wherever you are in the world, look within the bylaws of how it is that it works within your legal system, not financial advice, but given the standards of the US that I, as much as I understand, I see it as a security, I don't. Or that's just an example. Or maybe someone is like living a 1930s Germany situation and they need to escape their country because there's a tyrant trying to kill their people or something.
They are putting in place all of these technological mechanisms for control we've never seen before. It's been the ambition of every totalitarian state from the beginning of mankind to control every aspect of behavior, of conduct, of thought, and to obliterate dissent. None of them have been able to do it. They didn't have the technological capacity. Even in Hitler Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died truly, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us can...
Well, maybe they really need privacy coins or privacy protocol just to communicate safely with their loved ones. Well, we teach that. We teach operational security and we're always on top of that. We're actually putting together an OPSEC curriculum, which is really cool. If you follow the newsletters, you'll see that we talk about OPSEC all the time. And it's the how-to. How do we use these technologies, right? So that's important because you guys need that. You know, it's not enough to just buy these things and trust some. You don't want to trust anybody with these technologies. You want to actually be competent and know how these technologies work, and you want it to be explained to you in an easy way, you know, that is safe, you know. So we research that as one. We provide our research in that area as well. Cryptovigilante.io, dollarvigilante.com. Stay tuned for the VIC. It will be a launch for soon. We're now going to have many people join the VIC. It's going to be like we're still treating it like an elite product because that's kind of like the mindset. But I'm talking to Jeff. I'm like, dude, this thing in crypto's moving so fast with this on-chain economy stuff that, like, I just can't see myself. I don't know. It's it doesn't do justice to the speed in which crypto moves. And I've said it in the past. So the normal economy in the world of fiat moves at a pace that is very slow, right? Wall Street, ding, 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 the bell. People go home after 5 o'clock and the weekend is, you know, there's no trading. Crypto moves extremely fast, right? Where like 1 month's worth of crypto development equals like 1 year of the fiat world development, right? Because it's so nimble, so fast. But in the same way, when you have the convergence of the best of crypto in one network, with its on-chain stuff, you're seeing an exponential increase in speed of development because it's all revolving around one network. So when you had, so 1 year in the normal crypto world equals 1 month of development in the on-chain world. It really does. And I already explained to you guys why. So we're here to help. All these technologies are open source. You can learn this on your own. Anybody asks me, Raph, what should I buy? What should I invest in? I say, nothing, man. You need to learn. You need to get to a point where you never have to ask that question. What to buy, how to buy, right? Because every time you ask that question, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position for someone to take advantage of you. So what I tell people is, like, the best investment is your education, and the education is for free. Sit down, open up your laptop, fire it up, and just start researching now. If you, like, you can become an autodidact and learn any discipline on your own in university, or you can learn it on your own on the internet now in the same way, right? Well, we are like the crypto university, if you want to put it that way, but not really. We're not a university, right? But what I'm saying is that we're a group of researchers teaching, sharing and teaching our research in real time. So that's why I think, that's why we're passionate about what we do. That's why a lot of us left the life of being retired in crypto to doing this, because we're passionate about this, guys, because we understand that civilization means nothing more, nothing less, that we yield more by working together than by working by ourselves. So it's not enough that I make it. I need to make sure you make it, because I want the future to be a bright one. I don't want it to be a tyrannical one. And I did not get into crypto just to make money. Look at me, dude. This is me and my happiness right here. I'm in heaven. I don't need nothing, bro. I'm barefoot, grounded with Mother Earth right now. And as long as I can just be out in nature, grounding myself, I'm happy. I don't need much. But there's a strong love for liberty in my heart, and maybe it's something that I've inherited from my ancestors who have fought for liberty forever. You know, from South America, all over, from Europe to South America, the indigenous blood that I carry as well, you know, that yearn for freedom. Bro, I got that. And I got that gene strong, that rebellious freedom fighter gene in me. So yeah, that's a light you can't put out. And so fuck making money, dude. I want freedom. I want happiness. I want to live in a world where people are not, you know, when I go to a city, it's sad to see people like living their life, man. It's just sad, man. Seeing them all depressed and shit with their 9-to-5s, you know. We could create a world that is more abundant, and it's going to be more abundant because we're building on an equity layer. We're saying bye to the debt-based system. See, I'm not kidding, yo. See, I found my shoes. We're saying bye to the debt-based system. We don't need the debt-based system anymore. We're creating on-chain economies. It's not even cryptocurrency anymore. We're literally doing economies, okay? Where it all happens on-chain. And there is a goal to be met. There is a goal that will be accomplished sooner than later. And it is that we're going to figure out, somebody, one of these geniuses is going to figure out the puzzle of how to completely turn the switch on for hyper-Bitcoinization forever. I love doing this. I love teaching you guys. What's up, buddy? You ready? My dog is ready to go, guys. Look at him. All right, y'all. I'ma go. Peace, love, anarchy. Take care. Bye. Of cryptocurrency has been one where every time that there is a new coin in the market, entrepreneurs have failed to realize, unfortunately, that they're entering into a Highlander competition. When you start a new network, you're not just proposing a new technology into the market, but you're also proposing the gathering of a new network of investors that are investing in one another. And you're competing directly with more established and refined networks of investors. As we've seen in the example of Ethereum, your success is suicide. And as entrepreneurs, we have
your
to think
success is
suicide.
Why is that?
Because every the more you use the bandwidth, as the more successful you are on the Ethereum network, the more you eat up the bandwidth and you end up having a problem like CryptoKitties. There is not an inherent economy of scale as we see in Bitcoin's original design at scale.
So you don't think the new form of Ethereum will succeed in addressing these challenges? I mean, that
Buterin
is completely agrees with you that there was a crisis and he's devoted himself for the last 2 or 3 years to overcome it. Do you see any signs that he can overcome it?
I don't see it. Economically, it doesn't make sense to me. The game theory doesn't make sense. Bitcoin, you need data to be protected, big data to be protected by proof of work. And proof of work, what it allows you, you hold the actual hard metal and you automatically have a feedback loop into the market so that you as the owner of the mining equipment can calibrate directly with the market in real time. Most validators and block producers on the planet that do proof of stake, they don't even run their own hard metal. What they do is that they rent out servers elsewhere, put their coin up at stake, and so they don't have that economic incentive to be on top of their machines. Whereas Bitcoin in its original design at scale,
that is true.
There's an automatic incentive structure built within it, and there's also an economy of scale where the more you use the blockchain, the Bitcoin original blockchain at scale, the cheaper transactions are.